medium toothbrush.
How about that?
Medium toothbrush. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Medium toothbrush et al. How often do we brush our teeth? Why do we brush our teeth? And when we brush our teeth, do we brush our teeth and do our teeth feel good and do our gums feel wonderful when we brush our teeth? How do we feel when we brush our teeth? What sort of attitude do we have in our mind when we brush our teeth? Brushing our teeth should be something that we do every day. It's just a lovely thing to do. It takes away all of the excess things that collect on our teeth and collect on our gums and collect in our mouth and gives us a fresh taste and a fresh attitude toward life. Too often we fail to do little things in our personal hygiene that make us desirable people to be with. When we are with other people who have not brushed their teeth or who have not taken care of their dental health, they just are unpleasant to be with. And it's not a matter so much of being unpleasant to be with, but what does that bespeak? It bespeaks of a carelessness about our attitude about ourselves. Do you want to be a careful person? Do you want to be a loving person? Do you want to be a person who has love inside and outside? You see, what you breathe out, the air that you breathe out and that other people breathe around you, tells the world how your health is. Like a dog. A dog goes and smells another dog. And we think that they're being very personal when they're smelling the other dog. But in smelling the other dog, they're having a perfectly good idea of what the physical health of that dog is and what the physical health of the animals are. Animals oftentimes check each other's ears out, like cats are always checking the ears, because the ears are a perfect indicator of our health, too, because they outpicture what we are inside. When we have good physical health, good mental health, when we have a good attitude about life, it's amazing how seldom we really have to do all these things. When we think of the cavemen, did the cavemen have toothbrushes that they brushed their teeth with? Did early civilizations do this? Oh, they had rancid teeth, that's true. They had bad teeth, they lost their teeth, and George Washington had to have wooden teeth knocked into his mouth, and he certainly was given the opportunity to have all the food that he wanted and all the diet he wanted and things like that, and many others likewise. It was not common, but it was often done. Now, why do we say a medium toothbrush? Well, many times we get overzealous, overenthusiastic about brushing our teeth, and we just brush them within an inch of their life, and we scrape away at our gums, and we rub our teeth with a toothbrush, and we think the harder the bristles, the better. Well, it's not a matter of the hard bristles. It's not a matter of scrubbing our teeth with all of our might and all of our energy. It's a matter of gently caressing our teeth and gently caressing our gums. We're talking about teeth right now, and we could talk about many other things too, but at the moment we're talking about teeth. How are your teeth? Do you love your teeth? Do you love your mouth? Do you love your gums? Do you take your fingertip and gently massage your gums now and then? Do you gently tell your gums that you love them? Do you make sure that there's no food stuck in your teeth and that your teeth are always clean and beautiful? It's not a matter of scrubbing them with a hard toothbrush. Or really, a hard toothbrush doesn't get the plaque off or other things off any more than anything else. what cleanses our teeth to the finest and highest degree is our gentle attitude toward our teeth. If we would take a finger and gently massage our gums would gently respond to us, and they would be healthy and whole. If we have a mental attitude, my teeth are always beautiful, my teeth are always wonderful, and we drink lots of water and we take care of our body, our teeth will respond in like. And when we do these things, just these little things of loving our teeth, of loving our gums, oh, we could go through every portion of our body and say, I love you, and find miraculous, wonderful results. But we're talking about the teeth right now. Why is it that doctors like to have you use a medium toothbrush when you're brushing your teeth? Why is it that dental hygienists often say to you, use a medium toothbrush, even a soft toothbrush, and brush your teeth? Why do they have soft toothbrushes and medium toothbrushes? They have all of the variety of toothbrushes because people have a variety of ways that they like to handle their teeth. And some people vigorously work at their teeth. They take a knife tip and they touch their teeth, and they take all sorts of pieces of wood and toothpicks that are too big for their teeth, and they use them in their... Some people use plastic toothpicks that are just about so flexible that they get in between the teeth and clean them up nicely. And some people floss their teeth every day and several times a day, depending upon the type of teeth they have. And some people have beautifully spaced teeth where nothing ever gets caught between them. And most people have a tooth here and there where things get caught. As we gently take care of our teeth, as we gently love our teeth give us lifelong service. And we can have our teeth through our 80s and 90s and 100-year-old, with only one or two teeth missing because we had mishandled it earlier in life. Our caution with our teeth shows how we love ourselves and how we love our world. Our respect to how our dental health is an indication to the world of just how much we believe in ourselves, how much we think of who we are. Oh, some people have false teeth, some people lose their teeth along the way, and this is perfectly ordinary and perfectly wonderful. It's because of one little thing. They forgot to tell their teeth as they went along that they love them. How many times a day have you told your teeth that you love them? Isn't that silly? How many times have you gently massaged your teeth with a medium toothbrush and said, I love you, I love you, I love you? And how many times have you gently massaged your gums with your fingertip or with your very medium toothbrush and just gently massaged your teeth and said, I love you, I love you, I love you? How many times, you see, it comes to our attention, our teeth. And so because it comes to our attention, we give it attention. Now, most of our body, in fact, we have no idea what it's doing. And it's doing its perfect job perfectly. And only when we start misusing our body and misusing our life and misusing our attitude toward us, that those things get out of order. When we can say to our liver and our spleen, when we can say to our lungs, and when we can say to our heart and our stomach and our intestines and our every aspect of our body, our eyes, nose, ears, when we can say to every aspect of our body, whenever it comes to our attention, I love you, I love you,
You're wonderful. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so... Oh, can you ever do that to yourself, to your body, to your being? Can you say to your teeth, oh, you teeth are so wonderful. You're growing so beautifully. You're so fantastic. You're glorious. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes. Can you say that? Well, you can say it, of course, but do you say it? And do you take the time to love your body, to love yourself, to love all of you from head to toe? Every bit of you say, I love you. You don't say, you naughty hand. You say, I love you. And if you cut yourself or get a pricker or something, you just kiss it and you say, I love you, I love you. And poof, it's all healed up and perfectly back in order again. When you love, all things work just beautifully and wonderfully. We have a lovely cat, Dr. Sam. And Dr. Sam is just 2 years old, and Dr. Sam got himself a scratch on his cheek. What it was, we don't really know. The vets have no idea, but they went in there and cleaned it out. And they put a little drain on it so that the wound could heal nicely and smoothly. And in a day or two, we take him into the vet again, and they'll take the drain out, and he'll be perfect. Well, now, he had a collar. He had a large white collar that was meant to keep him away from that wound, keep him away from touching it. And the doctor said he had to have that, because if he didn't have it, it would not heal properly. Well, Dr. Sam, he's the reincarnation of Dr. Sam down in Nigeria, Dr. Samuel Agabwa. Well, Dr. Sam is a very special cat. And he took off this collar. He took off this... Let's see. And he takes care of it just perfectly and does everything just wonderfully because he knows how to handle these things. We too can know how to handle these things. We too can take care of these things that are very important for ourselves. And Dr. Sam is doing just wonderful. And he takes his paw and moistens it, and then he touches the tube, and he touches the wound, and he cleanses it. And the wound is healing absolutely perfectly and absolutely wonderful because Dr. Sam is loving the wound. Now, animals do this instinctively. We, too, can do it instinctively. When we use a medium toothbrush, when we use something very careful and very loving to us. Now, life is wonderful. And when I'm recording here and telling you these stories, I get phone calls occasionally, and it rings right in the middle of my talk. And I can go on and talk on the telephone, and I can say, yes, what can I do for you? And it was Ellen this morning, and she was having some information for me. And I said, thank you very much. And then I went back to my talk, back to you, with all the gentleness and all the lovingness and all the peace. And as we do that with all areas of our life, with all areas of our body, with all areas of who we are, beautiful, wonderful things happen in our world. That's what life is all about, and that's who we are all about. We can learn to use a medium toothbrush. We can use medium touch in all that we do, and we can find that our life is indeed a wonderful, marvelous, fulfilling experience, happy and whole in every way. And it is glorious indeed. And I am so happy, and I am so happy that I am me. I love you. I love you. I love you.